Peter the Great by Robert K. Massey. Part 1. Old Muscovy. Chapter 1. Around Moscow, the country rolls gently up from the rivers, winding in silvery loops across the pleasant landscape. Small lakes and patches of woods are sprinkled among the meadow lands. Here and there a village appears, topped by the onion dome of its church. People are walking through the fields on dirt paths lined with weeds. Along the river banks, they are fishing, swimming, and lying in the sun. It is a familiar Russian scene, rooted in centuries. In the third quarter of the 17th century, the traveller coming from Western Europe passed through this countryside to arrive at a vantage point known as the Sparrow Hills. Looking down on Moscow from this high ridge, he saw at his feet the most rich and beautiful city in the world. Hundreds of golden domes, topped by a forest of golden crosses, rose above the treetops. If the traveller was present at a moment when the sun touched all this gold, the blaze of light forced his eyes to close. The white-walled churches beneath these domes were scattered through a city as large as London. At the centre, on a modest hill, stood the citadel of the Kremlin, the glory of Moscow, with its three magnificent cathedrals, its mighty bell tower, its gorgeous palaces, chapels, and hundreds of houses. Enclosed by great white walls, it was a city in itself. In summer, immersed in greenery, the city seemed like an enormous garden. Many of the larger mansions were surrounded by orchards and parks, while swaths of open space left as firebreaks burst out with grass.